This is Pam Johnson Bennett with my Think Like a Cat behavior and training tip. Today's topic, why your cats may not be getting along. Have you ever wondered why your two cats don't get along and yet your neighbor's four cats all live in harmony? Many cat parents live in households with more than one cat and there are no issues. But for others, tension is ongoing. What causes some cats to simply not get along? And could you be missing some subtle signs that indicate all is not peaceful between your cats? There's a very long list of reasons why the cats in your home may not be getting along. But from what I see during many of my in-home visits, the most common reasons are how the environment is set up and also the cat parent's lack of awareness regarding subtle signs of conflict. Let's talk about the number and placement of resources. Even though cats are social animals, it's their nature to hunt alone. They don't hunt in packs, and the prey they pursue is very small, just enough for one meal. Even if your indoor cat doesn't engage in outdoor hunting, he's hardwired to be protective of his resources, and some cats are really more concerned about this than others. There could be conflict bubbling just below the surface between your cats. The social interaction between your cats goes smoothly when everyone feels they don't have to compete for food or safe places to eliminate and safe napping areas. In many households, though, I see cats put in an environment where there's ongoing competition for resources. The tension and conflict between the cats may be subtle enough that the cat parents don't even see it, or they misinterpret it until the situation gets to the point where one cat either starts spending a whole bunch of time alone or all-out war is declared, complete with fur flying and banshee screaming. You may not have realized the subtle signs of conflict, for example, during mealtime, where one cat might constantly back off when the other cat enters the room. Or maybe you haven't paid much attention during playtime to how one cat is the main participant whenever you get out the interactive toy. Or it might be that you've gotten used to the fact that one cat consistently claims your bed at night and doesn't let the other cat up there. A timid cat might take to camping out under the bed and skulking around the house in order to access resources when the coast is clear. He may even begin to display sickness behaviors, and that's due to the ongoing stress. A more assertive cat may engage in resource guarding. He might intimidate another cat away from the feeding station, or maybe away from the favored sleeping areas, even the toys, and he might lounge in the pathway to the litter box just to prevent another cat from being able to enter. This behavior could be so subtle that you don't even see it, or it could be really overt where there's growling and hissing, body language signals, and maybe even fighting between the cats. The outright aggression is the one cat parents notice. But sadly, it's the conflict that bubbles just under the surface that can go on for years without being addressed. Tension between your cats can occur if attention is paid to one cat more than the other, or if it seems as if one cat is favored. Cats don't misbehave out of spite, but when a cat parent interprets it that way and spanks, yells, or squirts water at one cat, it doesn't help the feline relationship. A cat getting intimidated by another cat may have resorted to eliminating outside of the box due to fear. The cat parent may yell or punish the cat for the perceived misbehavior, and then what happens is it just escalates an already stressful situation. As cat parents, we want our cats to live as part of a happy family, but many times we don't take into consideration how the cat's nature plays into the need for resource security. You may want your cats to share one community food bowl in the kitchen or share one big litter box in the laundry room, but one or both of these things may be what's triggering conflict. Much of a cat's social interaction with other cats has to do with resource availability. Cats live together cooperatively when there are adequate resources for everyone. Competition and conflict occur when there isn't enough to go around. Even though you're sure you put enough food in the bowl for both cats, one of the cats may not feel that way. Even though you've set up a litter box that's big enough for two cats, a cat of lower status may not feel comfortable enough entering the territory of a higher-ranking cat. Now that you know how important resource security is to your cat, you can be more watchful of those subtle signs of tension that you may have previously overlooked. The solution in many cases is just to increase the number of resources. For example, your cats may feel more secure if you increase the number of feeding stations. In some cases, that may just involve giving each cat a separate food bowl. But in other cases, you may have to set up feeding stations in multiple locations. When it comes to the litter box, instead of having one toileting area, set up boxes in multiple locations so one cat is never forced to cross another cat's path. For playtime, unless your cats play cooperatively where each cat equally shares in the game, engage in interactive playtime individually. If doing group play, have another family member focus on the other cat, or if you're by yourself, hold a fishing pole toy in each hand so no one has to compete. It'll be awkward at first, but with practice, you'll get better and better at holding a toy in each hand. Divide your attention equally among the cats. Even if you're mad at one cat because you think he's being a bully, or you're upset at the cat who peed on your carpet, don't show favorites. Your attention and love are also cherished resources to your cats, and they shouldn't have to compete for those. What about vertical territory? Do you have enough in your environment? The more vertical territory you can create in the home, the better for everyone. A cat of higher status typically prefers to perch at the highest location. A timid cat might also choose an elevated spot, but in his case, it's for safety and for maximum visual warning time to see if there's an approaching opponent. If you don't have vertical territory, your cats may compete for some spot in the house that's elevated. Typically, that might be on top of your refrigerator or on top of a bookcase. Chances are it's probably in a place you don't want. So provide cat trees, window perches, and if possible, a few cat shelves to increase vertical territory. It's a great way to increase the size of your feline environment without having to add on to your home. We live in a horizontal world, but cats, they live in a multi-leveled vertical world. Just the addition of some cat shelving, why, that could lower the tension in your home by a significant amount. And when you are creating cat shelves, by the way, make sure you create more than one escape route so no one feels trapped. Conflict typically happens when a cat feels backed in the corner with no way out. When it comes to a potential threat and that fight or flight response that animals have, when it comes to cats, they would much prefer to get the heck out of there rather than do battle. If you notice even a hint of there being an issue between your cats, address it right away before it becomes a major stress trigger. Whether it's a stare down at the food bowl or one cat following the other to the litter box, maybe to intimidate, modify the environment so no one has to compete. And also, modify your own behavior to create security and peace between all feline family members. Disagreements between your cats? Well, they're gonna happen from time to time. But if you set up the environment with more than enough resource availability, and you create security, you'll greatly reduce the chances of competition and conflict. This is Pam Johnson Bennett. For more on this and other behavior topics, visit our website at catbehaviorassociates.com.